You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why does he have his luggage? He lives here.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. Sean Ross Sapp here. It is May 19th. We are here to review WWE Raw. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Get those super chats, get those humper chats in. We are here every night for the next 2 weeks. Raw tonight, NXT tomorrow, AEW Wednesday, I think Collision or TNA Thursday, SmackDown Friday. Saturday is Saturday night's main event. Sunday, Double or Nothing. And then Monday, we do it all over again. We hope that you'll join us throughout this process, not just here on YouTube.com/Fight, or actually, yeah, Fightful's YouTube, whatever it may be, but also over on Fightful Select. It is the our lifeblood, $5.99 a month. It gets you a bunch of additional podcasts. I dropped my Q&A show today. We dropped news on a UK talent or a European talent that WWE is interested in signing yesterday. Had a whole bunch of news. We had just a lot of details. We had details on a talent leaving MLW. We had we have everyday select answers, which is a Q&A article that you guys can check out. But I'll tell you more about FightfulSelect.com later on, which, again, well worth it. We got WWE Raw to talk about. If you're here, drop a fruit emoji. Let us know that you're here. If you want your question or statement read on the air, like our friend Aaron Walker, get in your super chat or humper chat. If you're on YouTube, donate a super chat. That gets it done. Or regardless of where you are and really what time, humperchats.com, H-U-M-P-E-R, chats.com. Darren says, Sean, can you find out why Triller doesn't have Double or Nothing for UK viewers? I'm an AEW Plus member. It makes no sense why it's not available yet. So myself and others have reached out to Triller, and they're saying they're trying to find out when they can publish it. It is up on Amazon now. I'm working to find out. I have asked AEW directly as well, and I wouldn't say I'm supposed to get an answer, but I do have an active inquiry out. Darren, I am trying to find out. I will tell you directly if I get that answer. But get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. We're here to talk WWE Monday Night Raw. But I will say, easiest plug ever for NordVPN.com/Fightful. No matter where you are, you can get those prices at a much more affordable rate with NordVPN.com/Fightful. I'll tell you a little more about that. But Jay Miller says, odd to not have a women's match booked for Saturday. I saw Demon Diva call it Sausage Night main event. Because there's no women's matches on that show. It is a little bit weird. It certainly is. But set for next week, Tozawa versus Rusev. He went to Adam Pearce, asked for the match. We also see a Rusev vignette that they went in and out of throughout this show. As also, Tozawa was helping out Maxine learn the sharpshooter from Natalya earlier tonight. But there is a beat that goes in and out of this show. Logan Paul, Gunther, Jey Uso, Seth Rollins, Sami Zayn, CM Punk, Logan Paul, a little bit of everybody. And we're going to weave in and out with that because it does go in and out an awful lot. If I collected this, it would be half the show. So the program starts off with Logan Paul coming out and cutting what I honestly thought was one of his better promos. Like, they're chanting yeet at him. And he is, I think, combating it pretty well, saying, no, no, no yeet, no yeet. And they keep on doing it. And he's like, okay, fine, yeet, whatever. And then he says, four letters, one word, two brain cells, something like that. Something like that. Either way, I thought he did really, really good, all things considered, in this segment. And this is a guy that I don't like. I don't like most of his promos. Like, I just don't think they're effective. But I thought this one was very good. Gunther comes out, and Gunther says, you know, you're talking about the guy that can beat, or that did beat me. So I assume that you also feel very confident in beating me. And Logan Paul kind of backs out a little bit. And Gunther is like, but you know what? There's plenty I can learn from you. The social media front, you know, you're an entrepreneur. You're great at marketing. It's like, but there's an awful lot more that you can learn from me. And Logan Paul did not seem, you know, as eager to fight Gunther as he did Jey Uso. Now, what I kind of liked about this was Gunther, who is ready to face Jey Uso, presumably, or Logan Paul, in a month or less than a month, like 3 weeks in Phoenix, he sort of set up Logan Paul here. It's like he was aware that Jey Uso was back there and just kind of was like, you know, here you go, kid. Enjoy it. I believe everything Gunther says, like at all times. I think Gunther is as believable a wrestling talent as I have seen. Like, there's a handful of talent that every time they said anything, I believed them. Jay Briscoe was up there. When he screamed something, you thought that it was real, right? Like, you thought, oh, okay, he really means that. When he does that, it does highlight a little bit Logan Paul's weakness on the microphone. And that being said, I thought that Logan Paul did exceptionally well tonight. I felt like he rose to the occasion quite a bit to make this a much more convincing segment. Jey Uso pops up, and keep in mind, Jey Uso has been knocked out by Logan Paul a number of times, which is what Logan Paul brought up. Jey Uso gets his lick back against Logan. More on that later. Backstage, Jey Uso is approached by Paul Heyman, and he's like, you know, Bron Breakker isn't going after that title, and you got him tonight. And I really think that Paul Heyman is doing some of his best work that he's done in years. But there were a number of these. Rollins also tells Logan Paul that Jey Uso is not 100% and that he is going to go into this show on Saturday less than 100%. And Rollins, it feels pretty evident that he would much rather face Logan Paul than Jey Uso, which is interesting. Sami Zayn also mentioned that he has Jey Uso's back, so there's at least that in something that makes a lot of sense, because I hate it when the babyface goes out there and just has no earthly idea of who could possibly have his back when all these heels are out there. And in this case, he's got to worry about Logan Paul, got to worry about Seth Rollins, got to worry about Bron Breakker. But specifically, Paul Heyman was like, yeah, by the way, Seth Rollins is after your title, not Bron Breakker, which did play into things pretty well. And in the world title picture, you had, of course, Jey Uso the champion. You have Gunther. You have Logan Paul. But you also have Seth Rollins sort of setting things up. And then the casual mention of Braun Breaker, which I think is very, very important here. Very important. Gable and New Day are backstage. They meet with Nick Aldis regarding new opportunities, of which one of which is the Creeds and the Viking Raiders, or the War Raiders, taking on New Day for the titles next week. So Gable's like, all due respect, it's just business, but we are taking those titles next week. And this is after a spot where El Grande Americano interfered in a match, which we will get to momentarily. But Gable's wanting a Money in the Bank opportunity, specifically, is what he wants. If you want an opportunity to put a little bit more money in your bank, boy, do I have the place for you. For years, you've seen BetOnline.ag's odds on Fightful, whether it be wrestling, MMA, or boxing. That's who we trust. 25-plus years, they've been trusted online by millions. They've got a safe and secure environment. They've got payouts in minutes, high credit card acceptance, the earliest lines, the fastest payouts, and the industry's best bonuses. Whether you want to play games, whether you want to bet on basketball, MMA, boxing, wrestling, baseball, hockey, anything, check them out. You may say, wait, you can bet on wrestling? Yes, you can bet on wrestling. We've been giving you betting odds on wrestling for so long and giving you some good underdog picks as well. I think we hit a 9 in our first few months just working with BetOnline.ag. So check it out for yourself. Of course, we want you to only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly. Check out our friends over at BetOnline.ag. Right now, Jey Uso, a monster favorite over Logan Paul. John Cena, a big favorite over R-Truth, of course. And Damian Priest, a slight favorite over Drew McIntyre, which, yeah, it might, I probably wouldn't be surprised to see Drew end up winning this too, because Damian won all their stuff last year. But we will have more odds on Fightful for that and at Double or Nothing this weekend as well. In addition, Seth Rollins, Braun Breaker, heavily favored at BetOnline.ag. Please go check out our wonderful partners. And thanks for D'Lo for being a member for 50 months. Forever Young Zoe says, looking to start reviewing wrestling soon in a podcast format like this. I want to get a co-host. Do you have any advice on how I find one? Thank you. So I've been very fortunate. My co-hosts for this show, early on, we had like Trina and Rob and stuff. And yeah, I loved having them. Rob found me. We got put together on Wrestling Inc. So, and Trina is somebody who I had known as well. Alex, just pure luck that he became one of the more negatively analytical pro wrestling minds. But with Denise, I got very fortunate where Sean Waltman just like was like, you should really check her out. And I did. And she was phenomenal. Anna Bauert, when I did a review show with her, I just happened to see an acting reel she did. And I was like, oh my God, she'll be great on camera. Kate and I did like screen tests with prediction shows and stuff. Found out that worked out really well. Jeff Hawkins and I had natural chemistry. With Ibu, I had watched and read so much of his stuff, and then like talked to him interpersonally enough times to where I knew we would have good chemistry on camera. And I look forward to working with him again in the future. But ultimately, Zoe, what you should do is find somebody, one, that you like, and two, find somebody that likes different things than you, but also enjoys wrestling in general. You don't want to become too much of a gimmick. There's a place for that stuff. There's absolutely a place for that stuff and an audience for that stuff. We got some of that here as well. But find someone you genuinely like listening to. And not just that, someone you can learn from. When I had Jeff and Alex do this, a lot of people don't know Alex Pawlowski has a ton of stage experience. Like, he's done acting like that. Jeff Hawkins is a comedian and an actor. Anna Bauert was an actor as well. All of them had done a lot of writing and stuff. So I wanted to learn a lot of those elements from them. So somebody you can also learn from goes a long way, and someone who's willing to put in the work and grow with you as well. That is so important to do. So important to do. We had Judgment Day, Finn Balor and JD McDonagh defeating AJ Styles and Penta. Man, were the crowd into this. Oh my God, the crowd was cooking for this. And just like what happens whenever a crowd is into a WWE match, interference, by God. All damn day, interference. I think interference is my name at this point. Every freaking day. 2-3 matches a show. Interference, interference, interference. Whoever really gets over when you do that? When you got El Grande Americano come out, bam, headbutt. When you got Lyra coming out, oh, let's yank the winner out. When you got Seth come out, cause a DQ. There were episodes of Raw in the real dark ages. And no, I won't say it's back to Vince levels, because with Vince levels, it was like just non-finishes completely. But this one, it is like, and somebody says, there's been wrestling interference across the board in wrestling for years. Doesn't bother me. No, not to this level. How many matches existed tonight? Five? Five? Three of them had interference. Do we need that? And if so, why is the GM not doing anything about it? Why would the GM not go and say, hey, you're screwing up my show? It buries him. It buries the referees. By the way, shout out to the show Reffing It Up with Brian Hebner, Jimmy Corderas, Daniel Spencer. I joined their podcast last week. It was a wonderful time. Please go check that out. But it buries the ref. It buries a number of talent. It is dumb. It buries the GM as well. Let them out of AEW. Hate it when they do it all the time too. Of course, interference and DQs are going to be a part of some of this. Of course. I do not need 3 out of 5 matches almost every week with that. And especially a match that was absolutely cooking, like these four gentlemen were. Finn Balor, JD McDonagh, a phenomenal tag team together. No pun intended, as AJ and Penta were in this match as well. But damn, crowd was hot for this. And then we got the bonk. And Penta ends up getting pinned. Pierce feels like a high school principal at this point. You know what? I lived in a very small town, like 200 people. And our deputy in that town was like 80, man. And you could get away with anything in that town. I wasn't much of a troublemaker, but everybody knew. It's like, he'll just get, boys will be boys. Oh, they stole a tank and ran over the bank. Boys will be boys. The gazebo caught on fire. Boys will be boys. That is Adam Pearce's character at this stage. So much more. Like lenient, just lets himself get run over than we see out of Nick Aldis. Mr. Wax says the Instagram posts have been chef kisses, Sean. I don't know if you mean an individual one, but we did have a major adjustment in how our Instagram, I'm going live on TikTok more, our Facebook content. We had a major shift in that. If you don't follow those, please do. And if anybody has an honest to God Facebook or Meta contact, please contact me. Myself and Denise needs one as well. It is impossible to speak to an actual authoritative human being on those platforms. Over 100,000 followers. It is impossible to get a hold of a functioning human being that can make a change over there. It is ridiculous. But yeah, Judgment Day winning, yeah, sure. Okay. Because AJ's probably going to beat them or beat Finn in a match or something like that. Like, if they're going to continue this, and that's the way that'll go. But Judgment Day is a phenomenal tag team. They're so good together. Like, and I know a lot of people see greater things for Finn Balor at any given time, but man, like, in this tag team division, they are something special, and I really like that. What if Gable and Americano both qualify for Money in the Bank? I would love that. I think that's what they should do, actually. And then Brutus could play El Grande Americano, I think. Demon Diva says, we have over 1 million followers on Facebook, Lucha Libre Online, and had the same issue. Yeah, so from where we posted the WWE clips forever, we can't get monetized over there. We did not realize how important it was to be monetized on that platform. And it sucks. If anybody has a contact there, please help us out. Sheamus versus Grayson Waller. Sheamus beat the absolute dog piss out of Grayson Waller. My favorite spot in this was like a backpack cravat. Like, I love a cravat, and I've never seen somebody do a backpack cravat. Then Sheamus, like, while he's got it on, just swings Grayson Waller around. I thought he was going to go into the old TKO, is what I thought was going to happen. He does Grayson Waller teased doing the 10 beats to Sheamus, and then Sheamus turned around, did it to him. Steven brings up the Austin Theory chance. I was surprised by those too, Steven. I didn't expect that, but listen, that's promising. If that carries over to other audiences, well, you might have something there. He's really got to find that thing that just clicks and connects. And talent many times do. Stunning Steve Austin had to find that thing that clicked. Swerve Strickland had to find that thing that clicked. Becky Lynch had to find that thing that clicked, and they did. Can Austin Theory be one of those? Because a lot of people have seen an awful lot of potential in him. Had somebody on the Q&A show ask me what I would do with them. Well, right now I keep them as a tag team, even though they don't tag a ton together. It's like they're just friends who hang out, by and large. Now, there's not a whole lot of tag teaming that goes on there. Outside of Main Event, I watch that show. Nobody else does, though. But these two gentlemen have had, let's see, one tag team match since January 11th that has aired on Raw or SmackDown. And they did have one on SmackDown, but they've had, gosh, in the last 6 months, they've had two televised tag team matches. Oh, no. Three, because of NXT. So they don't tag a lot. They're just like buddies, I guess. Somebody says, I watch Main Event. I still do. I had somebody. So you know what? Here's one I'll give to you guys for free. FightfulSelect.com. I'm the most accessible newsbreaker in wrestling. We've got a Discord that has an Ask SRS in it. I do like 5 to 7 Q&A articles a week, but I do a Q&A show. And somebody said, what's the point of Main Event and what do you see in its future? They're like, does it draw international money? And it's like, well, no, because it's on YouTube internationally. Shout out NordVPN.com/Fightful. But it's on Peacock right now. I would imagine and I would assume that when the Peacock deal comes up, if it were to continue, it would continue as another show, because here's what WWE loves to do. They love to monetize the matches that air before Raw, but they can only make a matter for so long. Main Event is the same show that had the Shield versus the Wyatt family like 12 years ago. One of the best 6-man tag matches I've ever seen in my life. It was on like Ion, and then they lost that TV deal. And I was surprised that it survived through that period, but WWE's media deals throughout that period weren't too hot. But I thought for sure they would change it away from main event. They still had like some international stuff, I believe. It sort of changed and went back and forth. Like it started off as an American TV primetime property. And then they've like switched to WWE.com and the network and all that. But in 2021, when it got picked up on Peacock, I thought, well, okay, well, that's them doing that and probably threw it in because of the pay-per-view PLE rights deal. But I would imagine that when this deal comes up, they're going to go, Peacock's going to go, well, we don't need to pay for that show. If y'all want to just throw it in, just to throw it in, sure. But if that doesn't end up happening, I would imagine what WWE would try to do is to come back and say, well, you know what? We're going to make this show matter. So whoever wants to pay us for this show, do it. And they'll find somebody. And how do I know that? Because they found somebody for NXT when they were giving that away on the network. They found somebody for LFG. They found somebody for Evolve. And they continue. They found somebody for Speed. They've got like six different platforms. They will find somebody for another show, even if it's not WWE main event. I think they got to change the name of it again. What was it before? Was it Superstars or something they filmed before? They'll change the name of it again, but yeah, I think that's pretty much what they got to do. But hear things like that and much more on my Q&A show every week on FightfulSelect.com. Hey, if you want some free content, by God, are you in luck? I have a couple real good interviews coming up this week. Real good interviews. I'll tell y'all about one right now, even though I know the way that competition goes, but got Muhammad Hassan coming up again soon. Supposed to film that tomorrow. It'll be up early for Tier 2 members of Fightful Select, but I'd actually hit him up ahead of his Dark Side of the Ring appearance and said, hey, I would love to do another interview with you. And for those that don't know, I did his first wrestling interview after his wrestling career. He had done some about a comic book that he did with Shad Gaspard. Hadn't really talked about his wrestling career. And I reached out and it changed. Honestly, that interview changed the course of my life. And we'll talk a little bit about how that's going to be the case. But we had decided we would do it afterwards, and then Vice hit me up and they're like, hey, no, let's do it now. Let's do it soon. So I'm going to get that. I'm going to rush it out and we'll have a Muhammad Hassan interview. I interviewed him twice in 2016 and it was a big part of me launching Fightful. So very excited for that. Our first conversation in 9 years on camera. And Gabe Kidd this week as well. AEW asked, well, who do you want to promote this this show Sunday? I want Gabe Kidd. That's who I want. I'm sure that'll be colorful. But in addition to that, Prince Nana, we dropped that one today. We had Kenzie Page, who faced Natalya, who we're about to talk about, last week. We had Daria Baronado, the former Sonya Deville, last week. We had Steve Macklin. Please stop spamming the chat, by the way. Stop asking the same question. But we have a ton of stuff here on YouTube.com/Fightful. Please check out that Prince Nana interview. It was so much fun with a couple cameos that you would absolutely not expect. Going back to the Sheamus Grayson Waller match, there was a botch, an apron drop botch. And you know, stuff happens. I'm just like, why are they showing it again? Why'd they go back to it? I don't know. Let's talk about a match I liked.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sometimes it was a little dodgy. It was physical, and I loved it. Honestly, three of my favorites on Raw. Roxanne Perez finally gets a win. She defeats Natalya and Becky Lynch in a Money in the Bank qualifier. So what I love about this is Becky Lynch was involved, so it shows how much Money in the Bank matters. It shows that that matters and that everybody wants to vie for it. This weekend, I don't know who's watched the bootleg footage of it, but Natty had a killer match with Kenzie Page. And I've been screaming, why on earth are people not given opportunities like Natty on WWE Raw when those 2-minute promos get over, when that Shotzi promo got over, when the Cross promos get over? By the way, Cross, did I miss him anywhere on this show? I don't know, but his shirts were in the venue being sold, selling quite well, I'm told. But this match was phenomenal. Natty really getting to show some aggressiveness. And through those suplexes, did the surfboard that I really liked. I was a fan of Roxanne coming in doing the spiked Rana where you don't roll through it, slam your face on the mat. This is equal parts optimistic and frustrating because you're like, how much time of Natty's have they wasted? She should have been in matches like this a long time ago. And you can say, well, nobody cares about Natty. Well, give them a reason to. Give them a reason to. It's a scripted show. Scripted fake show. You can write your own storylines. And then Natty's going out there with Kenzie Page, having really good promos and making people care about that, making people care about her blood sport stuff, making people care about the conflict between those two. I loved that Natty went for the double sharpshooter, the stacked one, and it didn't work. So she went to another one where she had both of their legs or a leg under each arm. That was so good. So good. Then Becky gets up, does the manhandle slam, and I go, okay, Becky's going to Money in the Bank. Then Lyra comes out, yanks her out. I'm so sick of interference, but got far less of a problem with this. It's a triple threat match. Like, if you were going to do interference in one of the matches tonight, it's this one. Roxanne officially on Raw, by the way. And she's going to get over insanely well. If they make her, if they book her worth a damn, she's going to get over so well. KE775 says, do Becky and Lyra settle their beef at Money in the Bank, setting the stage for Bayley's return? Figured when she cost Becky, they would face each other at Saturday night's main event. I did too, and they really probably should have because there are no women's matches on that show. And I do think that that's probably the direction we're going, as it is in just a couple weeks. Man, Money in the Bank's happening. These events are all crammed together, man. All crammed together. Crowd was behind Roxanne. I saw that Becky was sort of directing Roxanne on some spots, sending her, directing her, really, really being a ring general here. Ryan says, notice Lyra screwed Natty, a thing that they do. Becky, Natalya, Bliss, Flair, group, or do a women's evolution. Nat, Becky, and like Lola and Lash. I don't know what you mean by that. Like a group? Sure. I know one thing, Natty should take issue with Lyra getting involved in her match as well and set up a little bit of a Natty push here. But it seems like they're going to go right back to the Maxine thing with the tag team. Because like right now, Natty is like the coach of Alpha Academy. But I would, there's room for women's stables now. Damage Control is done. It's done. CC Bon Bon. This is an interesting one for this show. I knew Punk left AEW, but apparently he buried the Elite at a press conference, got into a fight backstage with him, then fought Jungle Boy backstage a year later, and the Bucks showed the footage. Why? Sounds entertaining. CC Bon Bon. I'm going to need a little background on where you've been, buddy. What happened here? What? And what I love is our chat didn't respond to this at all. Like, nobody asked him to fight. This happened a long time ago. I mean, I can go over it if you want. Yeah, he did. He got into a fight with Jungle Boy backstage, put him in a front face lock. It got broken up, and it was a long night for me in the UK. And then I witnessed with my own two eyes CM Punk walking into John Moxley at Heathrow Airport. Oh, man. Oh, what a time. What a time. Listen, I'll tell you what I hate covering. I hate covering fights, but damn, that was a lot of people loved watching it. So he says CC Bon Bon might be Captain America. We were ignoring him. Listen, I'm not ignoring anybody who sends a super chat of that amount. Like, that man spent his hard-earned money on this. And was it entertaining? Yeah, I found it entertaining. I found it entertaining that people thought that it was going to be a work. And it wasn't. I was surprised by that. Vin says, just for that rant you had last weekend against the what chant, I had somebody on the Q&A show say, oh, shouldn't you be asking what Becky did to cause the what chant? No, I know what Becky did to cause the what chants last week. She's a woman, and people disproportionately do that to women. It used to be a cadence thing, right? When those dweebs would do the what chant. Now it's just there's a woman out there, so they're going to get it. It's so frustrating. And it does happen disproportionately to women. And you can say, oh my God, snowflake. Oh, I don't give a shit. Look at me. If you go to a wrestling show and chant what, you are a dweeb. Yes, you can go there. You got all the right in the world to do it, but I've got all the right in the world to call you an absolute dork for doing it too. Oh, well, they're not allowed to communicate their displeasure. Sure, do it. Get called a dork for it, though. That's how it's going to happen. Terry Allen says, rare states. Vermont, Maine are places AEW and WWE should go. You know, that's an interesting thing, Terry. And I think that's something that maybe AEW should also consider, is maybe trying to go to places that are not served well. I'm shocked that there haven't been major wrestling pay-per-views in Denver. Listen, selfishly, I would love one in Lexington, Kentucky, but the crowds at times have not necessarily justified that. Have not justified it. But I'm with you there. Tell you what else I'm with. NordVPN.com/Fightful. I know that being a wrestling fan, you got to have so many different platforms. You got to have so many different places that you watch wrestling. But with NordVPN.com/Fightful, you can save a bunch of money in a time where saving money matters even more. If you are a WWE fan and you want to watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and PLEs, all you got to have is a Netflix subscription and NordVPN.com/Fightful. Here's how you do it. You get Nord, which, by the way, for over 2 years is less than 1 month of cable. You change your virtual location. you sign into your Netflix account, or you can do it after you sign into your Netflix account. They don't care. And then you got access to all that because the international is all on Netflix. Right now, get a huge discount and 4 extra months with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Now, I know that some of you might say, I don't know if I like it, and I don't know if I'll know how to use it. Well, let me ease your mind. It's on all operating system, all devices. Right now, in this room alone, I have it on the desktop, my phone, my Surface Pro, my smart TV over there, and the router. I've got Chrome and Edge on here, plus Android. Works on all of them. 30-day money-back guarantee. So if for some reason you don't like it, or if you just want to test it out, you can cancel. 30 days, they'll give you your money back. Also, you might say, well, I don't know if I'll know how to use it. First off, it's super easy. Download the extension, turn it on, pick your location, you're good to go. But if for some reason you can't figure anything out, or maybe you want to figure out how to listen to your favorites abroad, shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, get the password manager, the encryption tool, the threat protection pro, the encryption, all that good stuff. They got 24/7 tech support. NordVPN is probably the most effective sponsor that we have ever had for wrestling fans. It's incredible. Plus, there is a pay-per-view this week, and if you want to spend a little bit less money buying it, you can use NordVPN and get the prices that they pay overseas. Shout out to NordVPN.com/Fightful. Oh, boy. Did we see lust in the eyes of Dominic and Roxanne? I'm going to pull up this graphic. It's going to be our thumbnail. That's pulling up a video. Don't want to do that. Don't want to do that. Let's see. Where is it? But anyway, Roxanne backstage with Finn. And Finn goes, hey, I want to introduce you all to Roxanne. And they're all kind of like, yo, we should wait till Liv gets back, which, by the way, FightfulSelect.com reported her rap date was Friday. She was headed back home Saturday, but we even said, like, don't expect her to be at Raw. Even though she's been advertised for a while, don't expect her to be at Raw because it'd be kind of weird to ask her to be like, rap on Friday, let's fly on Saturday, get home Sunday, and then come to work Monday. That's a little bit. But I would imagine she'll probably be back within the next week or two. I would imagine. And Finn's like, hey, listen, we don't have to add her to the group, but it'd be nice to have her to have somebody's back, especially the girls, because we got people's backs. And Dom, you were saying we need to add some more people. Roxanne comes bearing gifts. She brings an apple to Carlito and brings some nuggets to Dominic. And look at that. And look at Raquel's face. Phenomenal. And Raquel's not having it. She doesn't like it at all. She doesn't like it. Now, I love this comment. Finn being the messy uncle is great. He is. Oh, I love it. When is Liv coming back? I would expect next week or the week after. The messy uncle. Oh, I'm here for it. So Ryan Adams says Carlito has been flirting with Raquel for months to no luck, but the second another woman gives him attention and a gift, she slaps it out of his hand. Hashtag rude. That is a good point. That's a very, very good point. I mean, there's not much more I can say to that than you're right. Why is she jealous? Is she just trying to maintain some power over him? She gaslighting him? What's going on, Raquel? Come on. Luis, I already found the picture. You're good. But, man, I think we're clearly setting up a little bit of something here, but I don't know exactly what they're setting up. Because we got Liv and Raquel as tag champs. Roxanne just lost her tag team partner. So is it just one of them getting booted out? How does this go? I really want Dominic as a babyface. So this is one of the more interesting things regarding Judgment Day I've seen unfold in quite some time. Because of the way that the dominoes are going to fall because of this, Ryan, including Carlito and Raquel. Will says, Judgment Day is really becoming Bullet Club by adding and kicking people out. I see you, Finn. It really is, but to a good comparison like that, like Edge started Judgment Day, and then it was like, oh, well, look who else is in Judgment Day. Damian Priest, Rhea Ripley, sure. But will they continue without Edge? And then they added Finn Balor. And then without Damian Priest and Rhea, they added Raquel and Carlito. And they're still going. Now it's like, okay, well, what will happen here? And with Bullet Club, we saw it unfold. How many people left? Balor, AJ, Omega, Switchblade. And then, you know, the Bucks, Cole, Cody, all throughout that as well. I think a pretty fair comparison. Women's Money in the Bank qualifying match. This one was not good, and it was not good for completely unpredictable reasons. Zoe Stark, oh, man. She came off the top with a knee, with a drop kick, and it looked like she landed on one leg, and her knee completely twisted. She suffered a torn ACL, torn MCL, torn meniscus in 2021. And unfortunately, it looks like a very similar injury here. She had to be carried out by a doctor. I wouldn't say those doctors got on that immediately. And this was a horrific injury. Now, from what I understand, I want to make this clear. I don't know who was originally supposed to win the match, but it was implied to me that Zoe was supposed to take the pin. It was implied to me. I'm going to work to try to confirm that, but Damon says, prayers up to Zoe Stark, wishing a speedy recovery. You could tell that Rhea and Kairi were very much trying to figure it out in the ring. Now, this is another completely like a huge hurdle, because not only are you trying to figure it out in the ring, you're trying to figure it out in the ring with someone who you all don't share the same first language. Now, I will say there was one spot that was also scary. Kairi coming off the top and Rhea hitting a one-legged drop kick. Since she's okay, I'll just say, holy shit, what a spot. It looked incredible. Like, not everything has to look safe to me. I'm good with that. This is Kairi's first match back in months and months and months. It literally showed her rolling up like she's Sean Ross Sapp coming to Raw. With her little roller bag. Glad to see her back. But after missing a great amount of time and the language barrier and the injury happening and the original finish has got to be changed, they had so much going against them. And it sucks. I mean, that's why this match ended up not being a good match. Can't really hold that one against them. Not a lot you can do there. Not a lot you can do there, and that's unfortunate. But Rhea Ripley's going to Money in the Bank. I'm going to try to find out in the coming days if Rhea Ripley was supposed to go to Money in the Bank, because that one didn't look like the way it was supposed to unfold. Vic says Judgment Day Hollywood versus Judgment Day Wolfpack. Who could you could do if one of Liv and Raquel left, you would have Rhea and whoever left against whoever remained and Roxanne in there, but also Damian Priest and Dom. And you say you bring back Edge as like the former, then Finn, JD, Carlito, you can make it work. Make it work. Hopefully they never do that. Jey Uso versus Braun Breaker. This was all right, I guess. Like, you had to know they weren't going to give away a finish in this, and that's unfortunately what I was waiting on the entire time, and then it happened. They had the strike trade. They had Braun Breaker saying, ah, bring it on, hit me, catching Jey, slamming him into stuff, but I'm just like, why not give Braun the opportunity to finish him off? Why? You can jump Jey Uso anytime. You know that, right? Like, it doesn't have to be when he's out there wrestling a match and costing your stablemate a win bonus, because I assume the winner's purse is still a thing in pro wrestling. And you know, maybe they earn a title shot by beating Jey Uso. It doesn't make a great amount of sense to me why this happened. I mean, it also wouldn't make a great amount of sense for me for the world champion to get pinned or Braun Breaker to get pinned, but guess what? It's a scripted show. They don't have to book that. They don't have to do that. Crowd loved it. Crowd was hot for the match. As they're going to be with like anything Jey Uso does, because Jey Uso is phenomenally over. He's just masterfully over this guy. Braun called a fan a fat ass. He did. I love Braun Breaker, man. He is so very clearly like the guy. He's got it all. And I would have been completely fine with him in the title picture and winning the world title this year. But if you do the year-long build, him facing Rollins at WrestleMania, and then like, well, maybe that's for the title even. Ooh, I would love to see him win the Royal Rumble. Seth Rollins, world champion. Ooh, I would love to see that. Love to see it. Braun shouting, he's a bum during the match. Braun, for a guy who, I don't know if he was nervous or just reserved in his early media stuff, but like, he's so verbal. And I see a lot of people say, like, think we get Sammy Rollins at Mania. Fellas, it's May and they're already doing Sammy Rollins stuff. We're stretching that out for a year? Why is that got to be at next year's Mania? Is winner's purse a wrestling rule like never headbutt a Samoan? Not really. Not really. It's just, it's something that long got forgotten because Vince McMahon wanted his talent to be above money. Keep in mind, the guy that booked people to be wrestling plumbers, wrestling cops, wrestling convicts, wrestling trash men, wrestling repo men, had them with occupations, which, listen, repo man gimmick today would be hilarious, but like, wanted them to be above worrying about money. So then, what do you wrestle for? Okay, you wrestle for titles, but then when you book like crap, nobody's going to care about any of that as well. Vin says, do you think WWE should make an effort to have one women's match on every show? Notice how no women's match on Saturday night's main event. It is weird to not have a women's match on Saturday night's main event when you could do Becky Lyra there and highlight your women's division to that audience. I do think they should have an effort to feature women more in prominent spots like that. When's the last time women main evented a pay-per-view? So, DQ finish. Punk and Sammy come out. Thank God. Raw needs Punk, man. Like, it needs Punk. You know, we don't get Cena or Cody or Roman or Rock on this show. Drew McIntyre went over to SmackDown. Liv Morgan ain't around. Bayley is taking a break. Gotta have CM Punk. Got to have that man on the show. Logan also pops up, knocks out Jey Uso. His mouth was bleeding. Was that from earlier? Did he add a little bit of color there? Somebody says Rhea Nia Elimination Chamber 2024. So I would go even further than that and say, when is the last time women main evented a WWE PLE and it wasn't because it was in the home country of said woman? Like, when's the last time in like Atlanta, Georgia or something like that? You know what I mean? So Logan stands tall at this show. Luis mentions they could have done Io and Rhea against Julia and Roxanne. Yeah, Io wasn't on this show either, was she? Did I miss something there? Boy, she's getting over. The emote is getting over really, really well. Well, my friends, I hope that FightfulSelect.com is getting over with you all. $5.99 a month. You can gift subs as well. But let me pitch it to you guys. Every single day, we have exclusive pro wrestling news over there. I mean, every day. No NXT doesn't count for that main event. We've got a weekly Q&A show. We have preview shows for the pay-per-views. If you like a much more negative review, FightfulSelect.com is for you because Sour Graps is over there. So let me tell you all what I talked Alex into doing. Alex is a snob. And I had him review Hot Rod, which I think is a hilarious movie. Alex hated it and did a 2.5-hour review on it with Kate last night on Fightful Select. I am trying to get Alex, as a result, to review Freddy Got Fingered from Tom Green, of which I don't know is the most disgusting movie I've ever seen or the most genius movie I've ever seen. He tried to say $1,000 and Kate wanted $800. I have countered by saying, I will make this show a mainstream show. It'll be on FIFA, won't be on Select. And y'all can keep every super chat that you all can conjure up over that two. Oh man, if they went 2.5 for Hot Rod, they're going 3 with Freddy Got Fingered. I feel like it's important for the world to get an Alex Pawlowski in-depth review on this movie. Truly, if I could go back and change and have him review that instead of Hot Rod, I would. But the Hot Rod review is great. Longest Hot Rod review in history, by the way. But encourage him to do it. He's at Alex Sour Graps. Hop over onto the Fightful Select stream right now of Sour Graps and do it. I think it'd be important. If you guys haven't checked out the great stuff on our YouTube, Prince Nana, Kenzie Page, we did a video on AWA Remco Matt Mania figures, Steve Macklin, Daria Baronado, lots of great stuff. Okay, Io had a face-off with Becky backstage. Okay. Wasn't in my notes, Luis. Guys, thank you all so much. Until next time, we're out.